在圣经的希伯来书后面，就是雅各书。
So after the book of Hebrews is the book of James.
雅各书就是在讲信心。
And James talks about faith.
雅各书的后面，彼得前后书。
After James is First and Second Peter.
就是在讲盼望。
And that talks about hope.
彼得前后书的后面。
After First and Second Peter,
就是讲约翰一二三书。
We have First, Second, and Third John.
这个就是在讲爱。
And these books, these epistles, talk about love.
所以主耶稣的门徒，用信望爱来描写我们的信仰。
So the disciples then use these three topics, faith, hope, and love, to encourage our faith.
这是就是我们信仰的三大内容。
And we know that these are the three great things in our faith.
那我们现在看约翰一书。
So now let's look at First John.
约翰一书里面一共有四句话，四次，我将这个话写给你们，一共有四次。
So there are four times that a phrase is written as, these things I have written to you.
一共写了四次。
It appears four times in the book of First John.
那每一次都有不同的目的，还有不同的原因。
And every time this phrase appears, it has its own purpose. There's a different reason.
我们现在看约翰一书第一章。
So let's look at First John chapter 1.
第四节。
First John chapter 1, verse 4.
第一章第四节。
Verse 4.
我将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
First John chapter 1. Verse 4, and these things we write to you, that your joy may be full.
这里喜乐充足就是百分之百的满足。
So here, when it says that the joy is full, it means it's 100% complete.
喜乐就是指着内心百分之百的满足。
And this joy is within our heart, we feel satisfied.
相反的就是内心的空虚。
So the contrast, the opposite of this, is the emptiness of our hearts.
我们现在人很怕生活很无聊。
Many times we feel that life could be boring.
虽然外面很丰富，但是里面很缺乏。
So though we may have abundance outside our lives, but inside we feel empty.
那信仰其实就是要解决这个问题。
And in fact, faith is a solution to this problem.
所以这里说这些话要让我们的喜乐百分之百的满足。
So this is why here in verse 4 it says that we write these things to you that your joy may be full.
做基督徒如果内心没有满足，
As a Christian, if we are not satisfied,
就好像在海里面的鱼肚子是饿的，
then it would be like if you were a fish swimming in the ocean and you're hungry.
这很容易上钩。
It's very easy for you to be hooked.
如果我们的内心没有满足，很容易被魔鬼钓到。
If we are not satisfied, it's very easy for Satan to catch us.
魔鬼用各种不同的方法要引我们上钩。
Because Satan uses many different ways, methods to try and hook us.
但是如果我们满足了，
But if we are satisfied,
我们对世界上魔鬼用的这些要引我们上钩的，我们就没有兴趣了。
Then the methods, the tactics that Satan uses, has no interest to us.
那喜乐满足了，我们活着就会觉得很幸福。
And when we have joy that is full, then we will feel that our life is abundant.
那怎么让我们喜乐满足？
So how is it that we can have this full joy?
我将这个话写给你们。
This is what John writes to us.
那我将这个话是什么？
So what are these things that he writes to us?
看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3. Verse 3, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
在这里，同一节圣经节里面讲两次的相交。
So here, it talks about two fellowships.
那相交用比较现代的话来讲就是团契。
It is just fellowship.
有两种的团契。
And we see that there are two types of fellowship listed.
第一种是人跟神的团契。
So the first is the fellowship between man and God.
第二种是信徒之间的团契。
And then the second fellowship is that between believers.
所以如果我们有过着团契的生活，
So if we live a life of fellowship,
我们喜乐就可以满足。
Then our joy will be full.
那用倒过来讲啊，如果做信耶稣都没有喜乐。
But on the other hand, if there's no joy in our life,
很可能是因为我们没有过着团契的生活。
And it's very possible that we have not lived a life of fellowship.
那即使说我们过团契的生活。
But even if we do live a life of fellowship,
如果我们对团契的了解不正确。
If our concept of fellowship is wrong,
很表面的。
If it's very shallow,
虽然看起来好像有团契，也没有喜乐。
Though it seems like we may have fellowship, in fact, we find no joy.
所以真正的喜乐是照着圣经的引导来过团契的生活。
So the true fellowship is guided by the principles in the Bible so that we may live our lives.
那如果我们看使徒行传，当初他们信主耶稣以后所过的新生活。
Let's look at Acts and see the new believers and how they lived.
这个新生活有四大内容。
We see in their new lives there are four great contents.
我们看使徒行传二章四十二节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
使徒行传二章四十二节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayer.
这个地方讲受洗的三千个人做四件事情。
So here it tells us that the 3,000 that were baptized did four different things.
第一件，遵守使徒的教训。
First, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
第二件，就是团契。
Second is fellowship.
那第三件，擘饼。
The third is breaking of bread.
现在来讲就是圣餐。
And today it would be Holy Communion.
第四件就是祷告。
And the last is prayer.
所以我们就知道说一个人受洗以后应该要努力过团契的生活。
So we see then, after a believer is baptized, then they need to live a life of fellowship.
那这样这个受洗的信徒信仰就会有体验。
And then this believer that is baptized will have experiences of faith.
生活就会充满着喜乐。
And naturally, their life will be filled with joy.
有时候我们常常很在意受洗的信徒有没有来聚会。
Many times, we take notice as to whether the believers, newly baptized believers, come to attend service.
有来聚会就觉得没有问题。
If we see them coming to attend service, we feel that there's no problem.
没有来聚会就表示他有问题。
And if we see that they miss service, we feel there's a problem.
其实更重要的应该是他有没有过团契的生活。
But in fact, what is more important is whether this believer lives a life of fellowship.
那两种的团契。
And so remember, there are two types of fellowship.
第一个是人跟神之间的团契。
The first is the fellowship between God and man.
在约翰一书里面。
In 1 John.
有一句话一直重复的出现。
There is a phrase that is continuously repeated.
就是住在神里面。
It says that those who live in God
abide
in God.
神也要住在他里面。
That God will abide in us.
所以这个叫做团契。
So this is fellowship.
什么叫跟神团契？
So what is fellowship with God?
就是神住在我里面。
That is that God abides in us.
那我住在神里面。
And we abide in God.
这样我们就是跟神团契。
And if we can do so, this is fellowship with God.
好像主耶稣说父住在我里面，我住在父里面。
Just as Jesus says, as the Father abides in me, I abide in him.
接下去，主耶稣说，我跟父是合一的。
And then Jesus says, I and the Father are one.
所以人跟神的团契，最后就是人跟神的合一。
And so really, the fellowship between man and God eventually leads to us uniting with God.
那人跟神要怎么合一？
So then how do we unite with God?
就是要住在主里面。
That is abiding in him.
那怎么住在主里面？
So how do we abide?
我们现在看约翰一书。
Let's look at 1 John.
第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
二十四节。
First John chapter 2, verse 4. 24. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father.
这个地方说要将起初所听见的存在心里。
It tells us that we have to abide in what we've heard in the beginning.
那你就要住在子里面，也必住在父里面。
And if we do so, we will abide in the Son and in the Father.
那这个起初所听见的是什么？
So what is this which you have heard from the beginning?
就是使徒告诉他们有关于主耶稣的道理。
It is in fact the message that the apostles preach regarding Jesus.
所以今天我们要住在神里面，就是要追求神的道。
So today, when we wish to abide in God, we have to pursue after his words.
神就是道。
Because God is word.
主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Because Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
所以当我们在追求道理，
So when we are pursuing after the word, the truth,
神的话充满在我们内心，
And God's words have filled our hearts,
就是神住在我们里面，
Then we know God abides in us.
我们在默想神的话，就是在默想神。
And when we meditate on his words, we are thinking about God.
因此做一个基督徒，神的话很重要。
But as a Christian, his words are important to us.
内心充满神的话。
That our inner spirit, our inner heart may be filled with his words.
常常去思想。
So that we may continuously meditate upon them.
就是神住在我们里面。
And then we see God abiding in us.
好，那我们怎么住在神里面呢？
So then how do we abide in God?
我们看第二章第五节。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 5. Verse 5. But whoever keeps his word,Truly, the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him.
这个地方说，照主的道去行，爱神的心就是完全。
Here it tells us, whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected.
那我们就知道我们在主里面。
And by this we know we are in him.
所以要让神住在我们里面。
So to allow God to It abide in us.
我们跟神 住在神里面，跟神很相亲。
And to abide in God and to be close to everyone.
就是把道理行出来。
That is to say, we have to keep his commandments.
那我们就住在神里面。
And if we keep his words, then we abide in God.
这个就是跟神相交。
And so this is the fellowship between man and God.
这是第一点。
So this is the first point.
那跟神相交的第二点，
So then the second point,
就是借着他的圣灵，
It's through the Holy Spirit.
我们现在看第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter
3. 24节。
First John chapter 3 verse 24. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us.
神就是灵。
God is Spirit.
所以得到圣灵就很清楚神住在我里面。
So when we receive the Holy Spirit, then it's very clear that God abides in us.
那我们怎么住在他里面呢？
And then how do we abide in him?
如果我们再看第四章十三节。
Let's jump to chapter 4, verse 13. 13. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit.
当我们在生活当中照着神的灵感动我们这样来做事情。
So in our lives, when we follow the movement of the Holy Spirit in doing our tasks,
那这个就是住在神里面。
And this action, these actions are abiding in God.
所以对我们真耶稣教会的信徒来说，
So to us believers,
这个非常清楚。
It's very clear.
得圣灵，神住在我里面。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, God abides in us.
我们常常祷告，每一件事情照着神感动我们这样去做，就是住在神里面。
If we pray continuously and listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then we abide in God.
那我们跟神就在灵里面渐渐的合一。
And slowly in spirit, we are slowly united with God.
那第三个。
There.
我们住在神里面是借着他的爱。
We abide in God because of his love.
我们看第四章的十六节。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 16.
第四章的十六节。
4, verse 16. And we have known and believed the love of God, has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him.
所以说住在爱里面就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
So here it tells us God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him.
圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So the Holy Spirit has given us love.
所以整个教会被圣灵充满，这个教会充满神的爱。
So when the church is filled with the Holy Spirit, it's filled with the love of God.
神就是爱。
God is love.
借着圣灵把爱浇灌在我们当中。
And so through the Holy Spirit, love is given to us.
然后我们用神的爱去爱别人。
And when we love others with the love of God,
就是住在神里面。
That means we abide in God.
那我们在跟神之间的关系就越来越亲密。
And then our relationship with God becomes more and more intimate.
所以一个人怎么跟神能够亲密呢？
So how can we become closer to God?
三个方法。
There are three different ways.
第一个,
three ways.
追求神的道。
First is to pursue after his word.
默想神的道。
To meditate upon it.
实行神的道。
And to do the words.
第二个,
the second.
祈求圣灵的浇灌。
It is to pray for the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
祈求圣灵的充满。
To pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
照着圣灵的感动来做事来生活。
And then be led by the Holy Spirit.
第三个,
third.
我们默想神的爱。
We meditate upon the love of God.
用圣经, 神的灵浇灌, 把神的爱充满在我们心里。
From the Bible and through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we are filled with the love of God.
那用这个爱来爱神, 爱人。
And through this love, we love mankind.
那这样我们就是住在神里面, 神也住在我们里面。
If we can do so, then we will abide in God, and God will abide in us.
这样叫做跟神有团契。
And this is fellowship with God.
那这样的信仰就会变成非常活泼。
And this faith then will be very lively.
就会喜乐充足。
And you will find great satisfaction and joy.
因为当圣灵一充满,
because once we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
会结果子,
it will bear fruit.
其中第二个就是喜乐。
And we know that the, of the fruits, one is joy.
当神的话充满在我们里面,
and when the words are filled within us,
神的话就是光。
We know the words of God are light.
我们在最黑暗的一段时间,
so it doesn't matter how dark we, of a place we are in.
如果我们常常翻开圣经来读,
if we often read the Bible,
只要有一两句圣经的话进到我们心里面就有光在照我们。
As long as there are a couple of phrases that can enter into our hearts, then the light shines.
那有光就有希望。
And with light, there is hope.
所以不管我们遇到什么试炼，遇到什么困难。
So it doesn't matter what trials or tribulations we face.
第一件事情就是要打开圣经。
The very first thing is that we have to open the Bible.
来念神的话。
To read his word.
让神的光进到我里面。
So that his light can come into us.
我们就可以在绝望中看到希望。
And then so in despair, we can see hope.
因为在神里面呢, 没有死路的。
Because in God, there is no path that leads to death.
那神的应许就在圣经里面。
And God's promises are in the Bible.
神的应许就是我们的出路。
And God's promises are our way out.
神的应许就是光。
God's promises are light.
就是我们的希望。
It is our hope.
就是我们的安慰。
It is our comfort.
就是我们的力量。
It is our strength.
有很多人花很长的时间在看报纸。
Many people spend much time reading the newspapers.
上网去看报纸。
Or they go on the internet to read their news.
一天看了两三个小时, 到底得到什么?
And they may read for a couple hours a day, but what do they gain?
绝大部分都是负面的。
I'm sure that most of the news is a negative, from a negative standpoint.
但是如果能够花更多的时间来读神的话,
if we can spend more time reading God's words,
我们就得到安慰,
then we will receive comfort.
我们就看到光亮,
and we will see light.
我们就看到希望,
and we will see hope.
我们就有智慧,
and then we will have wisdom.
就有判断力,
and we will be able to discern.
对神的认识就加深,
and our understanding of God will be deeper.
信仰就有根基,
so our faith will be rooted.
所以我们要在神的话里面得到喜乐。
So within the words of God, we can find joy.
那第三个,
third,
就是神的爱。
Is God's love.
当我们被爱充满,
when we are filled with the love of God,
我们就觉得很幸福。
Then we feel very blessed.
当我们去爱别人,
and when we love others,
我们看到我们所爱的人, 他得到满足。
And we see that those we love are satisfied.
这个就是我们喜乐。
then that will be our joy.
所以当一个人跟神有美好的团契的时候，他就是住在至高者的隐秘处。
So when a person has a beautiful fellowship with God,
他就住在那个至高者最隐秘的地方。至高者，最高的一位就是天上的神。
They sit.
圣经说，住在至高者的隐秘处，必住在全能者的印下。有没有？太难了哈。来，看你解哈，诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalms.
91篇第一节。
Psalms 91, verse 1.Psalms 91, verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
所以怎么住在那个至高者的隐秘处呢？
So how do we dwell in, under the shadow of the Almighty?
至高者就是神啊。
We know that this Almighty is God.
我怎么能够躲在神最隐秘的地方呢？
So then how do we abide under the shadow?
就是跟神有团契。
That is by having fellowship with God.
他的道，他的灵，他的爱。
That His Word, that His Spirit, His love.
那这样我们就会住在全能者的印下。
And then through these three things, we can live under His shadow.
那接下去就是说，神是我的避难所。
And then it says, He is my refuge.
啊，我的山寨，我的依靠。
My fortress, in Him I will trust.
我们就有平安了，不会害怕，不会忧虑。
So then we will have peace. We will not fear. We will not worry.
因为我们跟神有团契，神住在我们里面，你就没有怕，没有害怕。
Because we have fellowship with God, there is nothing to fear.
没有忧虑。
There's no worries.
环境怎么变，我们都不怕。
Doesn't matter how our environment changes.
所以这个信仰生活的秘诀啊，不是一直去求平安。
So the secret to faith is not continuously praying for peace.
有时候你求平安，你求不到。
Because when we pray for peace, sometimes God does not grant it.
因为有时候我们的生活离开神太远。
Because sometimes we draw further away from God.
那如果我们常常跟神有团契。
But if we continuously fellowship with God,
神住在我里面，我住在神里面。
And God abides in us, and we abide in Him.
平安不要求，很自然就临到我。
Then we don't even need to ask for peace; it will naturally come to us.
因为当神住在我们里面，平安就在那里。
Because when God abides in us, there is peace.
当神住在我们里面，喜乐就在那里。
And when God abides in us, there is joy.
当神住在我们里面，能力就在那里。
When God abides in us, there is strength.
所以跟神的团契啊，这是非常重要的。
So fellowship with God is important.
我们喜乐可以充足。
So from this, our joy may be full.
好，我们回到约翰一书的第一章。
So let's turn back to 1 John chapter 1.
第三节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 3.
我将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们有相交。
And that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us.
这个地方讲信徒之间要有团契。
So it says here that we have to have fellowship between the members.
那这个团契到底怎么形成的呢？
So then how is this fellowship accomplished?
我们现在刚刚读的话，我将所看见、所听见的传给你。
So we see the first part says, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you.
好，那看见、听见什么？
So what have we seen and heard?
就是第一章的第二节。
It is in chapter 1, verse 2. Verse 2, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness, and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
第二节。好，这个地方讲，我们将起初原有生命之道，就是我们听见、看见、亲手看过、亲手摸过的。
So here it says that what we have seen, what we have heard, which we've looked upon, our hands have handled concerning the word of life.
生命是无形的。
We know that life is not tangible.
道也是无形的。
And the word is not tangible either.
那为什么说这个无形的生命、无形的道是看得见、听得见、摸得到的呢？
But then why does verse 1 describe it as things that they can see, that they can handle?
就是第二节，这个生命已经显现出来。
Because in verse 2, the life was manifested.
就是主耶稣道成肉身。
That is to say that Jesus became flesh.
所以主耶稣来到世界上。
So when Jesus came to this earth,
你眼睛可以看到。
We can see him.
看到他行神迹，医病赶鬼。
We can see him perform miracles, cast out demons.
5000个人坐在那里可以听到耶稣讲道。
5,000 people sat and listened to Jesus speak.
还有一个患12年血痘的妇人摸到主耶稣的衣裳, 她的血痘就好, 她可以摸到。
And there was a woman who had a blood flow for 12 years, and she touched Jesus and was healed.
就是亲自体验到神的恩典。
So these people truly experienced personally God.
所以这些门徒, 他把看见主耶稣所做的, 听见主耶稣所讲的, 本身对主耶稣的体验讲出来, 这个叫做团契。
So these disciples, these apostles, heard and they shared what they heard and experienced to the believers. And this is fellowship.
所以团契是以主耶稣为中心的。
And so we see that fellowship then, we see Jesus is the center of it.
因此我们在教会里面啊, 不是社交。
So we know that our church is not supposed to be like a club or social gathering.
这个社交是以人为中心的。
Because the clubs and social gatherings, they place man as center.
社交里面没有神。
Within these social gatherings, there's no God.
所以常常社交里面是注重人跟人互相的赞美。
And so within these social gatherings, it is based on the praise of man to each other.
人跟人互相比较。
It is based on their comparisons to each other.
但是教会是团契。
But church is fellowship.
团契是以神为中心。
And fellowship is where we put God as the center.
我们把我们信仰的体验讲出来。
And we share our experiences of God.
我们讲我们对道理的感受。
And we share how we feel about his works.
我们讲我们在神在我们当中所做大的工作。
We talk about the great acts that God has completed in our lives.
使人能够感受到神的能力能够从心里面来赞美神荣耀神。
So that others may see the power of God and from their hearts may praise him.
这个叫做团契。
So this is fellowship.
那这个两个有什么关系呢?
So then what do these two have what's the relationship between these two?
有时候我们在教会里面对团契这个字用的好像不是很正确。
Sometimes we'll find that we don't use the word fellowship correctly in church. Sometimes we may say if we play ping pong, that would be fellowship. Or if we go and hiking, that would be a fellowship. Hiking is an activity. And this activity brings up the opportunity for fellowship.
打乒乓球这是一种活动。
Playing ping pong is an activity.
那借着这个活动，大家呢有机会聚在一起，才有机会团契。
But through this activity, the people can gather, and from there can be fellowship.
所以，这个两个不能划等号的。
So the activity cannot be equated to fellowship.
如果我们办了很多的活动，
If we set up a lot of activities,
里面都跟信仰没有关系。
Within the contents of these activities, they have nothing to do with our faith. And it doesn't matter how many activities we plan, it will not help the church. But this does not mean that the church cannot set up activities. When we set up activities, it allows the believers to work together.
但是在这个互动 interact 当中啊, 我们就带来一种团契。
So when we set up the activities, we hope the believers may interact, and through that, there may be fellowship.
那这样我们就发现了，活动的结，最后的结果是让我们信仰得到造就。
And then we find that then through the activities, if there is fellowship, there will be improvement in faith.
那这样活动本身是好的。
So the activity can be good.
那跟神的团契跟人的团契这两个有什么不同呢？
So then, what's the difference between fellowship with God and fellowship with men?
有时候我们常常发现，比方大家都是大学生，校园团契好像没有力量。
Sometimes we'll find that as college students, the campus fellowship sometimes seems weak.
好像不会吸引人。
It seems as though it cannot attract others.
大家就一直在想什么方法，有什么方法让我们校园团契能够更吸引人。
And everyone's trying to think, how is it that we can make our campus fellowship more attractive to the outsiders?
那到底怎么让我们校园团契能够更吸引人呢？
So how is it can we attract more people through our campus fellowship?
最重要关键在哪里？
What is the most important principle?
就是如果我们跟神没有团契，
And it is this, if we have no fellowship with God,
当我们大家合在一起要来团契的时候,
when we gather together and try to have fellowship,
我们发现我们没有什么感受可以分享,
and we'll find that there will be nothing for us to share.
因为我们平常没有在追求神的话, 也没有在想神的话, 对神的话也没有体验。
Because in daily life, we have not been pursuing after the words of God. We have not been pursuing after God himself, and so we will have no experience.
那虽然我们有得圣灵,
and though we may have received the Holy Spirit,
我们也没有什么祷告,
but we don't pray.
所以祷告也没有什么体验,
so then in our prayers, we have no experience.
虽然弟兄姊妹常常在一起,
and though the brothers and sisters may gather often,
我们没有用真的心去爱别人,
if we have not loved each other truly,
所以当我们跟神没有 互动的时候,
so when we have no interaction with God,
我们发现弟兄姊妹合在一起要团契的时候没话可讲,
and we'll find that when there's a gathering of the believers, there's nothing to say.
所以这个就为什么说校园团契好像不能吸引,
so this is one of the reasons why campus fellowships fails to attract others.
其实如果我们每一个人信仰都有在追求,
but in fact, if we have all been pursuing after our faith,
校园团契是非常有造就,
then campus fellowship is in fact very edifying.
因为每一个人都可以讲出他上个礼拜在信仰的体验跟感受,
because everyone can recount back through the past week and say what their experiences of God are.
那通过他的见证,
and through their testimonies,
我们对神认识更深,
our understanding of God becomes deeper.
通过他的见证,
through their testimonies,
我们对神产生更大的感谢跟敬畏,
then we produce more thanks for God and praise for Him.
那我们就发现这个校园团就活起来了。
And then we'll see the campus fellowship becoming more and more alive.
为什么?
Why?
因为当每一个人都有神的同在,
because when every one of us has the abundance of God,
这个团体在一起的时候就有神的同在,
then when the people gather together, that gathering has the abundance of God.
就有生命力,
then it has life.
就能够吸引人,
and that has the ability to attract.
所以约翰一书里面在讲, 我将这个话写给你们,
so First John here tells us, we write these things to you,
要让你们的喜乐充足,
that your joy may be full.
那团契有几个原则,
so there are some principles for fellowship.
我们看第一章第五节,
chapter 1 verse 5, this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all.
这个地方说神就是光,
so here it tells us God is light,
在他毫无黑暗,
and in him there is no darkness.
所以这个团契, 既然是以神为中心的,
so since this fellowship we center God,
在黑暗里面跟神就没有团契,
that means that there cannot be darkness.
那什么叫做在黑暗里面,
so what does it mean that there can be no darkness?
第二章第九节,
let's look at chapter 2 verse 9. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now.
第十节,
verse 10, he who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him.
这个地方说, 如果一个人说我在光明中, 但是恨他的弟兄,
so here it tells us, if someone says he is in the light but hates his brother,
他还在黑暗里面,
he is in darkness until now.
所以一个人如果内心有恨,
so if there is hate within a person's heart, then that person does not have a relationship, fellowship with God.
因为恨是在黑暗里面,
because hatred causes this person to be in darkness.
神是光,
and God is light.
所以我们跟神的关系,
so our relationship with God,
有时候就可以发现我们跟弟兄姐妹的关系就是在反映我们跟神的关系。
So the relationship between us and other members reflects our relationship with God.
因为当一个人内心有恨,
because once a person has hate in their hearts,
你会发现他跟这个也没有来往, 跟那个没有来往, 跟那个没有来往,
then you'll find that that person cannot get along with many people,
因为他有恨,
because that person has hate.
那这个就在黑暗里面,
and that person is in darkness.
那这个就是反映这个人跟神之间没有相交,
and this also reflects the fact that this person does not have fellowship with God.
那我们倒过来要跟神相交就是要跟每个人和好。
So if we are to have fellowship with God, we need to be in good relations with others.
就是从心里面赦免别人。
That we need to be able to forgive others.
那如果能够赦免别人,我们跟人的关系就好了。
And if we can forgive others, our relationship with others will be good.
我们跟人的关系赦免了, 我们就活在光明里面。
And once we can forgive others, we can live in the light.
因为我们活在爱里面。
Because we live in love.
那我们祷告神就要听。
And then when we pray, God will listen.
我们跟神的关系就有相交了。
And then we find that we have fellowship with God.
所以不要小看恨这个事。
So let's not look down on this concept of hatred.
恨会使我们跟神的关系切断。
Because hatred will cut off our relationship to God.
因为恨弟兄是在黑暗里面。
Because hating our brothers, our sisters is in darkness. Verse 11. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes.
这个地方讲，如果在黑暗里面，
this tells us if we are in darkness.
他不知道往哪里去，
that he does not know where he is going.
黑暗叫他瞎眼，
because the darkness has blinded his eyes.
所以一个人如果心中有恨，
so if a person has hate in their hearts,
到最后的结果可能就离开教会，
then the conclusion for their life may be that they leave the church.
所以如果有人离开教会，一直花时间跟他谈一谈，一定是对这个不满，对那个不满，对一大堆人不满。
When most often when people leave the church, it's because they're dissatisfied with a lot of people at church.
所以一个人离开教会，差不多可以预测得出来。
So when a person leaves the church, you could probably guess.
因为恨弟兄是在黑暗里面。
Because hatred of the members is in darkness.
一旦在黑暗里面，你就不知道往哪里去。
And once you are in darkness, you do not know where you are going.
一旦在黑暗里面，眼睛就瞎了，看不到正路。
Once you are in darkness, you are blind. You cannot see the correct path.
所以这个信仰生活恨是非常非常严重的。
So in our spiritual journey, this hate is very important.
会带给我们意想不到我们不愿意去的后果。
It will cause us to have a tragic ending if we keep on.
恨就是没有爱。
Because with hate, there is no love.
恨就是在黑暗里面。
With hate, that means we live in darkness.
爱是在光明里面。
But love means that we are in the light.
爱里面才跟神有相交。
And then only when we're in light do we have fellowship with God.
所以这个团契的本质就是要在光明里面。
So then this gathering must be in the light.
需要遮盖的就不属于团契。需要遮盖的 cover up.
If there's things that we need to cover up, it does not, it's not a fellowship.
就不在黑暗里，就不在团契里面。
It's not in a fellowship.
为什么
？Why?
因为团契是光明的。
Because the fellowship is in the light.
光明的就不需要遮盖。
So within the light, there's no need to cover anything up.
怕别人知道的也不在黑，也不在团契里面。
And so what we fear others discovering, that will not be in the fellowship.
因为团契是光明的。
Because the fellowship is in light.
在人提起来会羞耻的也不在团契里面。
And what will shame others will not be in the fellowship.
因为会羞耻就是有罪。
Because if it causes shame, that means there's sin.
罪就是在黑暗里面。
And sin is in darkness.
所以我们在光明里面团契。
And so when we are fellowshipping in the light,
不怕别人知道。
We are not afraid of others discovering.
不需要遮盖。
We don't need to cover anything.
提起来不会羞耻。
And when we mention it, it will not bring us shame.
那这样的一个聚集，这个叫做团契。
And so this gathering is fellowship.
这在教会里面非常重要。
So this is crucial in our church.
因为真正属灵的团契能够让教会成为一个身体。
Because a true spiritual fellowship will cause the church to become his body.
真正属灵的团契使教会成为一个家庭。
A true spiritual fellowship will cause the church to become a family.
很多人因为融入这个团契里面，所以他就不会流失。
So people come into this fellowship, and so they will not be lost.
所以我们教会里面要从社交社团的态度一直转进团契里面。
So we need to change our mindset from that of gathering for activities to gathering for fellowship.
好，我们现在看第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3.
第七节。
Chapter 3.Verse 7, little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous.
这里说主是义的。
Here it tells us God is righteous.
行义的才是义的。
And only those who practice righteous are righteous.
所以这个告诉我们，我们要跟神有团契。
So here it tells us that to have this fellowship with God,
一定要行义。
That we need to practice righteousness.
那怎么行义呢？
So how do we practice righteousness?
用神的话不断地来调整我们自己。
Through the words of God, we continually adjust ourselves.
这个叫做行义。
So this is practicing righteousness.
那这样我们就跟神越来越靠近。
And so through this, we can become, draw closer and closer to God.
所以神的话是一面镜子。
So God's words are like a mirror.
不认识神的话,
Because if we don't know the words of God, we cannot know ourselves. Because we lack a mirror.
啊,
But the words of God allow us to realize who we are.
那下一步是什么?
So then what's the next step?
要调整自己。
It is to correct ourselves, to adjust ourselves.
越来越靠近神的话。
So that we may become more and more like the words of God.
那就是这个叫做行义。
And so this is practicing righteousness.
那神是义的。
Since God is righteous.
当我们在行义。
When we practice righteousness.
那我们跟神就越来越靠近。
Then we will draw closer and closer to God.
就是跟神有团契。
And that is fellowship.
我们的喜乐就会增加,
and so our joy will be full,
平安也会增加,
and then our peace will be full.